Time for another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent in the house, Kathy Cacciola. Good morning, and how are you?
I am fabulous. Good morning to you.
Boy, we are coming near the end of July already.
And this has been, forgive the French, one hell of a month.
It has been, I bet.
I mean, so much has happened on the national scene with Trump attempted assassination, with all of the things that have gone on, that has kind of changed the trajectory of, well, a lot of things. So I work with Medicare, and I also work with plans that are for people under 65. We call them ACA, Affordable Care Act. There's nothing affordable about those.
No.
So it's an oxymoron. But I work with Medicare, and there's going to be some changes this year. There's going to be some profound changes in how the structure, especially the Part D portion of Medicare is, and other things, because word on the street is that we haven't seen plans yet, and we can't even talk about them until October 1st. It's telegraphed saying that there's going to be some pullback.
Really?
There's going to be some pullback, and what's going to be. Right now, we have some of the best plans in the United States here in Florida. We really do. Our Medicare Advantage plans are phenomenal. They offer so many benefits. They offer so many ancillary benefits. I mean, over-the-counter, robust prescription drug plans. They have gym memberships. They have dental. They have vision. They have hearing. And there's even some offering active fitness paybacks or giving you money to play pickleball and golf and those types of things.
Sure.
So those are really, really robust plans. We suspect that they'll be pulled back somewhat this year. And I would encourage you, if you have one of these plans, to reach out to your agent and make sure you have an independent agent. But reach out to your agent and make plans to sit down and talk to them sometime the first week in October, or sometime in the end of September, you're going to get what they call an ANOC letter.
Just going to ask
it's
you
an
that.
Annual notice of change. Mm-hmm. And it's going to pertain only to the plan that you have, not to all the other plans that are out there, but only the plan that you have. So you're going to get that ANOC letter that's going to say, this is what your benefit is on the left side of the page, and it'll say this is what it will be in 2025. So I would encourage you to read that. And if it's unacceptable to you in any way, please reach out to your agent and say, no, we need to get in and talk about this.
But see, and then Kathy's also, especially if you have Kathy taking care of your business, the first week of October, she's going to have an open house. She'll be able to start the ball rolling with you on certain plans that are available. And now your accreditation's all done.
No, they haven't all been offered yet. I have gotten several done. AHIP is the most important one. That's the one that Medicare requires. So every agent who is going to sell plans this year has to do AHIP. And that's administered by Medicare because it's their testing methodology. So you have to pass that before you can do anything else.
Yeah, because a lot of stuff, you know, you've had in the past where you're pretty much...
Yeah, every company offers up a certification.
Okay.
And you have to, in order to work with that plan or that company, you have to complete their certification process. And that's ongoing, and that's going to be ongoing right through September.
Wow. See, that's why Kathy is an independent agent, because one plan, you know, she's got options for you from other outfits to get a plan that's going to be suited for you. So when you do sit down and plans are available, she'll have more than one or two options for you to pick from to see what's best for you. Because, again, we've talked about this over and over and over in the past. Not all plans are for everybody. Your neighbor's plan may not be good for you. So that's why it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's individualized for your specific needs. Kathy will sit down with you. What's your lifestyle like? What kind of medications do you want?
Who are your doctors? What do you take for prescriptions? Now, what's going to be super important this year, there's going to be a profound change in the prescription drug plan through your Medicare Advantage plan and standalone. So those of you who have a standalone prescription drug plan, you're going to want to reevaluate, because the structure of that plan is going to change drastically this year. So in 2025, because of the Inflation Reduction Act, and I got air quotes here because I mean, it didn't reduce any inflation.
Right, right.
However, this was a profound change in the Part D platform. So the maximum amount out of pocket is going to be capped at $2,000. Currently, it's at $5,000. So
really?
What that means is the retail cost of that drug cannot exceed $2,000. Once it does, then you go into the catastrophic phase. And when in the catastrophic phase, because of this act, you will pay zero copay for that particular drug. Also, insulin is being reduced to $35. That kind of was in the works just last year. And
that has to be done that way.
Right. So because insulin, depending on what it is and depending on what brand it is, can be quite pricey.
Sure.
But that has been reduced as well. So what they use to determine that $2,000 cap is the retail price of the drug.
That's why Kathy does what she does, because she gets all the ins and outs for you to see what's going on for a lot of people. And so her accreditation is going to take some time. You're looking at, you go through about how many companies, ballpark?
20 to 25. But, you know, there are some companies out there that have several other companies under them. One of those examples is like Anthem. They own a lot of different companies. So sometimes you can consolidate some of their accreditations because of the ownership deal and being in one company. So that helps a lot.
What you do, if you're not sure, give Kathy a call, 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. It's still a work in progress. KECinsuranceServices.com. Kathy is an independent agent. If you need to make an appointment to go to her office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard in the Forest Oaks Plaza, right down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. Check it out. Got a nice office, and you'll see Teresa. Except on Wednesday, you'll see Teresa, and they're just smiling away. How you doing? Just say hello to her. She's from New York. Do that.
She's got the accent.
Yeah, buddy. You need to make that appointment. Again, the open house is in October, beginning of the month, for her to give you an idea. She'll meet you at your house, she'll meet you, whatever is going to be convenient for you to sit down with her. And especially 65 is around the corner, so you may, depending, could fall into the place of, guess what, a new plan plus Social Security or whatever the case may be for a lot of these people, or Medicare.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be able to spearhead them for that.
Absolutely. A lot of people come into my office and they are not sure whether they're going to go to Medicare or remain with their employer insurance. One thing they're certain of, they're not going to take their Social Security until their full retirement age.
All right.
So they're going to continue to work. But their decision tree is this. Are you paying more for your employer-based insurance than you would under Medicare? That's one. And employer-based insurance always has a deductible, and they always have copays. So you not only do you have to add that into the equation, but then make a decision as to whether you're going to go to Medicare, and typically that's going to be based on cost. Your Medicare plan's going to be more robust, and it's going to cover more, and it's going to be a better plan, and typically there's not going to be a deductible. If there is, it's a very small one. Your employer-based plan, you're paying a portion of that premium. You need to determine what portion you're paying. Now, bare minimum, it's 50%, because if you have employer-based insurance, employers required to pay minimum 50%. There are employers out there that do pay more for their employees for their health care, but that's kind of not, it's the exception, not the rule.
Right.
So when you decide that that's what you're going to do, then because you're not drawn Social Security yet, you do have to apply for Part B. And you have to do that physically. Best way to do it is electronically, meaning go into socialsecurity.gov and create your My Social Security account and apply for your Part B electronically.
Yeah, ssa.gov. Check it out and hopefully you
ssa.gov. It'll say apply for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that application, it's going to ask you, do you want to apply for your Medicare only and not your cash benefits? And the answer to that question is yes. I get a whole lot of people that answer that no, because they misread the question.
Sure.
It's not worded very well. So
they throw a ringer at you.
Yeah, because they think if they answer yes, they're going to get their cash benefits. No, they're asking you in kind of a backward way.
Sure.
Are you applying for Medicare only and not your cash benefits? So the answer to that question is yes. And the rest are pretty simple questions, just, you know, your basic identifying questions. If you can get it through there, and that's about 75% of the time, you can get it through there quite easily and go ahead and apply electronically. Fastest way. You'll have your Part B Medicare card within a week to 10 days. Easy peasy. But about 25% of the time, there's going to be a glitch in the system.
Mm.
And that glitch in the system typically is because there's an information mismatch.
Right.
Meaning something in their system doesn't match what you're putting in. And then in that case, you do have to get a hold of Social Security, and God bless you for that, because that is not an easy thing to do. You have to give them a call. Sometimes you're on hold for 2 hours trying to get them to answer the phone. So my advice is always try to call between the hours of 4 and 7. And the reason I'm saying that is because most people don't realize they're open till 7,
right,
and they're taking incoming calls, but they're not making outgoing calls.
That's
so it does free up a little bit of their time, and they're able to get some of them caught up and try and answer your phone call and your question. And when you do make that phone call, they're not going to be able to help you on the spot. They will make a telephone appointment. So they just want you to clear your calendar for about a half hour to 45 minute questionnaire.
That's why Kathy says to do it to at least minimum 3 months in advance, just in case of these kind of issues. And that because they're
3 to 4 months in advance. So
right.
4 months in advance if you're applying for your Medicare, because they'll,
Murphy's
I mean,
law
you'll,
here.
Yeah, Murphy's Law. If something goes wrong and there's a, you know, a glitch somewhere in the system, you got to have the time to work that out. And Social Security has gotten a tiny bit better, but not a whole lot better.
Not to write home about it. That's why Kathy says it this way, because you're sitting in her office. And I'm going to go back to when I had to do this. She does it three ways: electronically, fax, mail, snail mail. That's why that makes sure that the bases are covered. So one out of three is going to click. Probably all three could click. It all varies because, like Kathy has said before, sometimes something gets put on the desk and someone's a little bit lax or a little bit slow on the uptake to take care of the business. That's why the fax and or the mail, whatever the case, but Kathy does three ways to make sure that something gets across to these people.
Yes, and I've never had a case where it didn't eventually happen.
Right.
Where I wasn't able to get it through. There has been cases where they were delayed because of whatever reason. When it happened with you, I mean, they were recovering from the whole COVID thing, and yeah, most right. folks were not in the office. And still, to this day, they have people working remotely.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, and you and I have talked about this, and we've talked to the let the listeners know this. Okay, enough is enough, because a lot of people need to have that one-on-one live interview with somebody from Social Security for certain situations, and they're not there. They have to be there.
They have to be there. Like last week, I had a husband and wife. Now, he is in his 70s, and she's turning 65. She's easy. I mean, we can do her electronically, no problem. But he's already drawn to Social Security, works full-time, has delayed his Part B. He's complicated.
Ooh.
There's no chance that he can do this electronically, because the system is going to shut him out because he's got too many variables. So he has to go to Social Security and sit down with them.
I see.
This is a person that needs to do this. Now, he's got his retirement date. He's no longer going to be working, covered by his employer insurance. That's going to happen. And at the same time, he wants to retire when his wife is eligible for Medicare. So she's easy. We can get her done electronically. He is not. So he has to go down and talk to, he has to first get a hold of Social Security, make an appointment, and then he has to take his documentation down to Social Security and get it, everything in the system. And the reason why is because they will require from him a letter of credible coverage from his employer.
Gosh, yes.
That's called a employer verification letter. Now, that letter relieves him of a penalty because he's had credible coverage from the time he was 65 up until now. Now, that's common for people if older spouse will continue to work to keep their spouse covered under their insurance until they're able to get Medicare. It happens. It happens quite a bit. But in that case, that's not a case where you can just do it electronically. He will have to present his documentation.
Now, is he collecting Social now?
Correct.
Okay, he's been collecting Social. He's in his 70s.
Correct.
He just wasn't collecting the Medicare.
Correct.
So now he's going to be collecting the Medicare. Now his wife is going to be 65.
Yes.
Is she going to take her Social?
Yes. She's going to, she signed up for everything.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that's what the wait is.
Yeah.
And she's coming up on that soon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And the wait was, you know, she wanted to, you know, he wanted to make sure that she was covered under his company health insurance until she was eligible for Medicare. So then that was the decision to retire. And a lot of folks will do that. If they have a younger spouse, they'll just hang on and keep working. And I've run into this where they have the older spouse would continue to work because they even have underage children they need to have covered. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, that's why Kathy sits down with you on this. Boy, I tell you what, God bless her to take care of this kind of stuff, because I'd be getting confused beyond belief. And it isn't that hard to do that either. I'm just kidding. But no, that's why Kathy likes to have you sit down and then work on it.
Boy, now, we talk about a few things. I mean, obviously, lifestyle is important. Obviously, you know, sometimes it's a health issue. Let's say you are being treated. You live here in Hernando County, but the doctor that you see most often is in Tampa. You know, that tells me right then and there that you should not be on HMO, because HMOs mm-hmm. require that you remain in your service area, meaning you can't
wander around somewhere.
Wander around to doctors outside of your service area. So that changes the dynamic of what is going to work for you. So I sit down and I talk about these things, about what you know, what doctors you see, you know, what things you're dealing with mm-hmm. in life. And also sometimes it's income. And last month, I had several, like at least three of them, I discovered had very, very low income. And they were worried, their biggest worry is that Medicare was going to take the Part B premium from their Social Security check. And that money is money they depend on to buy food for the month.
Wow.
So in these three cases, I determined that they qualified for Medicaid. And I filled out the application for them. I submitted it for them. And the Medicaid will pay their Part B premium.
Wow. And big relief for them.
A big relief for them. And also give them a food voucher per month. So not only did they come out ahead of the game by a lot, but it relieved all of that anxiety that they were afraid of going into Medicare because they didn't want to lose that money per month. So if that is a big worry, let me look at it. Let me see if you maybe would qualify for something that would help you and pay that Part B premium for you and help you in other ways.
That's why you need to have an agent, okay?
And yes.
Can't stress it enough. You need someone that is going to go to bat for you that you can call in case there's issues. The open enrollment is around the corner, okay?
And it's October 15th through December 7th is annual enrollment. Now, during that time, you can make any changes you want. And you can make as many changes as you want. Understand, the last one in wins. So it's the last application that hits the company or hit Medicare prior to December 7th. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's going to win. And this year, AARP is announced. I mean, they're usually the first ones to get the information that your Part B premium is going to go up.
It's
going up to, they think, $185, but it may be a dollar or two either side of that.
That's up $10 again.
Yeah, it sure is.
Because it was $174.90 for 2024.
Correct.
So they're looking to go $185 and change?
$185. Yes. And that could be change either side of that, but that's what they're looking at. They're also looking at, you know, maybe a 3% cost of living increase in your Social Security check, but that could change too. So they've got, usually they will announce that sometime in October for a January 1st start date. But understand, whatever happens is going to happen January 1st. Wow. You'll know prior to that, but that's what's going to happen. Now, because of the hold harmless rule, they can't increase your Part B premium any more than what they give you. So if they give you a cost of living increase, then typically they take it out the other side by increasing your Part B premium. So you're really not that far ahead.
Well, and that's the thing. That's just the way it happens. I mean, you're going to get an extra in your Social Security check, but then they're going to take it right out for the Part B. And again, that's why you have Kathy to call 727-735-2337, Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. You know, what I suggest you do is you make that phone call, because when this annual enrollment comes up, and Kathy knows all too well that a lot of these people get suckered by telemarketer, stuff on the TV.
Those are the worst.
Mailings.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, this is just best thing since sliced bread, and boy, do they get nailed.
Yeah.
And especially if it happens after the cutoff.
Yeah, I mean, it's frightening that they will go ahead and switch people over the phone without their knowledge.
Oh.
That's the typical telemarketer. These telemarketers, they're not all of them located in the United States. So there's a Medicare law that says that you cannot make unsolicited contact to a Medicare beneficiary. So these calls out of the blue, they're not legal. They can't do that. How they get away with it is they're not domiciled here in the United States.
Yep.
They're domiciled outside the United States. And that makes them a little immune to some of our laws. And don't take those calls. Seriously, do not take them.
Just say thank you, but no thank you. Because they're not going to do anything for you. After they get off the phone with you, they don't know you from Adam. And that is the issues that we have here that Kathy says is all the time, especially when annual enrollment is around the corner. You can't follow what these clowns are. Oh, I can get this, this, and this. Some of the areas that Kathy has talked about, that they're just looking at what it could be for Medicare and Medicaid together, and not just. See, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't see that.
Yeah, the lowest common denominator. So what they'll talk about on billboards and some of the advertising is benefits that are associated with people who are dual eligibles. That is Medicare and Medicaid, or folks who have chronic conditions. Those are the benefits that they tout as being normal, and they're not everyone can get them. You have to have certain low-income status in order to be a dual eligible. The only way you can get those benefits they're talking about is to have both Medicare and Medicaid. So that means your income has to be below certain thresholds. The chronic condition plans are different. They're not income-based, but you do have to have cardiovascular disease, congestive heart failure, diabetes, or COPD in order to get them. Now, your doctor has to sign off saying that you have one of these conditions. So it's not anything you can say, I'll just say I have it. It can't work that way because they send the form to your doctor to sign off. And your doctor has to attest that you have one of these four conditions. So those are the conditions that fall under chronic plans. And they do get a little extra benefits. They get a food card for healthy food.
Right.
Because what they're trying to do with these healthy food cards to get, like a diabetic, for example, to eat healthier.
Well, again, that's why you need to talk to an agent, especially an independent agent like Kathy is, because it makes it easier to get the stuff for you. Do not, repeat, do not, when annual enrollment comes around the corner, don't listen on the TV. Don't sit there and take the flyers. Don't take the phone calls. Call Kathy, 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. Make that appointment and do it now to get ahead of the ball game, especially if you're up coming on 65. The new plans will be coming up to where Kathy can talk to you about it after October 1st, especially when she has the open house at the office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard in the Forest Oaks Plaza. Forest Oaks and U.S. Highway 19. Again, make that call, 727-735-2337. Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. We'll do it again in two.
We'll see you in two, JR.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.